It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Hey, Diane, you ready to do this?
Yeah, thanks so much for calling me.
Of course. So you haven't heard from Luke in a while, correct?
I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah, I reached out a few days after our date, but he never got back to me again.
So why don't we start with how you two met?
We actually met through my friend Beth. She wanted to set us up, and I said, no, I don't want to be set up with anyone. And then she had this little party, and I was there, and she's like, so that's the guy I wanted to set you up with. And I'm like, oh, that's him? Then yes.
Awesome.
So she introduced us, and he asked for my number, and, went on a date.
And how did the date go?
I mean, it was a first date, so it wasn't great. I'm not going to try and sugarcoat it or anything, but it was good. It was good for a first date.
Okay. Definitely understand that for sure. So if you had to think back on the date, why do you think he hasn't gotten back to you? Did anything weird or awkward happen?
I mean, I've really been thinking about it a lot. And the thing that comes up is that maybe he was turned off by my education. So I dropped out of high school, and I went back and got my GED eventually, but I never went to college or anything like that. So
I
think maybe he's turned off by that. He seems, really smart.
Well, hopefully that's not it. Did that come up on the date?
Yeah, I mean, he asked me what college I went to, and I had to tell him I didn't.
Okay. How did he react when you told him?
I mean, he was nice about it, but I could tell he was being kind of judgy.
Hmm. And how long ago was the date?
It was about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that's so frustrating. Goodness. Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Sorry that this is happening. Hopefully, it's nothing crazy like that. So why don't we give him a call and find out what's going on, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Luke. This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We actually do a morning show. I was calling to see if maybe we could chat with you and ask a few questions about a date that you had with a girl by the name of Diane. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. So she kind of asked us to give you a call to have a chat. Because obviously she hasn't heard anything back. So we're just curious as to, why you haven't called her back.
Okay. Well, the reason I haven't called her back, and just being honest, is because she spent most of the date interrogating me.
Okay. Do you mind elaborating on that? Because I'm not really sure. What was she interrogating you about?
Well, she was just really grilling me hard. She asked me every question that's under the book. It was, very personal. She wanted to know all my sexual partners. She wanted to know my credit score.
Oh.
It was a lot. It was uncomfortable. I haven't called her since then.
Wow. Okay. So she got really personal with you. Really personal.
Yeah, very personal. It was terrible. It was just a terrible feeling the whole time sitting there with her.
Wow. Well, we have her on the phone with us. Diane, did you grill him like that? Why did you do that?
I wasn't grilling anyone. I was just asking questions. I was just getting to know you, Luke.
I guess that you were trying to get to know me, but why do you need to know my sexual partners?
I just asked how many people you slept with. I just don't want to be with someone who's been sleeping around.
But you never wanted to answer that question when I asked you that.
Well, I mean, a lady never tells.
That's just very hypocritical, honestly. It just makes me feel like you have a bunch of partners.
I do not.
Okay, fine. Then tell me how many partners that have you had.
I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not telling you that on the radio.
Oh, my.
Oh man.
Okay.
You didn't have to answer the question. I was just asking questions. You didn't have to answer them.
Yeah, but it's a first date. I understand that you want to ask questions, but if you're not going to answer any of the questions you're asking me, then how am I supposed to take that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kind of jump in here for a second. Did you guys actually have a good time on the date, though? Like, either one of you? I feel like Diane did.
I did.
But Luke, did you?
No, I really didn't. It was possibly one of the worst first dates I've ever had.
Okay. So is there any way that you could kind of look past all the questions or no?
No, I don't think so, honestly.
Okay. Diane, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that we could, you know, get some answers for you. At least, you know, now as to why he wasn't contacting you back.
Yeah, I guess I blew it.
It's 106.3.
Second date update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.